Welcome to SCOTUSCast, Land Swap to Save a Religious Symbol, Post-Argument Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On October 7th, 2009, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in Salazar v. Bono. The issues in this case are, 1. Whether Bono has Article 3 standing to bring an Establishment Clause suit challenging the display of a religious symbol on government land, and 2. Whether an act of Congress that transfers ownership of government land on which the religious symbol resides to a private entity is a permissible remedy if an Establishment Clause violation exists. To discuss the case, we have Villanova University School of Law Professor Michael P. Moreland. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Moreland.
Hello, this is Michael Moreland, and I'm an associate professor of law at Villanova University. This podcast is a summary of the issues in Salazar v. Bono, a case on which the Supreme Court heard oral argument on Wednesday, October 7th. While Salazar appears at first glance to be the latest in a long series of cases involving the display of religious symbols on government property, the case is actually likely to turn on narrower and more technical issues of standing or the ability of the government to cure an Establishment Clause violation by transferring land to a private party. First, though, let me set out the facts of the case. In 1934, the Veterans of Foreign Wars erected a wooden cross as a war memorial in the Mojave National Preserve in California. The cross was built on Sunrise Rock, which sits about 15 feet above grade and was originally accompanied by a plaque that read, "The cross erected in memory of the dead of all wars, erected 1934 by the members of the Veterans of Foreign Wars." In the years since, the cross has been replaced several times by private citizens, most recently in 1998. The current cross is about 8 feet tall and composed of two white pipes. The current cross is not accompanied by a description of any kind. When the cross was erected in 1934, the land was federally owned and controlled by the Bureau of Land Management and later by the National Park Service. The plaintiff in the case, Frank Bono, filed suit in March 2001, alleging that the cross violated the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. Bono is a former employee of the National Park Service, as it happens, and visits the Mojave Preserve regularly, even though he is a resident of Oregon. Interestingly, Bono concedes that he is a practicing Catholic and says he does not himself find the cross objectionable. Nonetheless, the plaintiff here, Bono, asserts that he is offended by the presence of a cross on government property that is not open to groups and individuals to erect other freestanding permanent displays. In the initial litigation, the Federal District Court ruled for the plaintiff, holding that the cross was a violation of the Establishment Clause and enjoining the government from continuing to display the cross. So in the face of this Establishment Clause challenge to the cross, in September 2003, Congress passed legislation conveying 1 acre of land on which the cross is located to the VFW in exchange for 5 acres of privately owned land elsewhere in the Mojave Preserve. The legislation also included a reversion clause stating that ownership of the land would revert back to the United States government in the event that the site ceased to be used as a war memorial. Meanwhile, back in the litigation, the Ninth Circuit affirmed the district court's decision notwithstanding the transfer of the land to private hands. On remand, the plaintiff moved to enforce the district court's earlier injunction, arguing that the land transfer was simply an effort by the federal government to evade the injunction. The district court agreed and enjoined the government from completing the land transfer. The Ninth Circuit again agreed with the district court, and the Supreme Court granted cert in the case in February of this year. There are basically three issues in the case, though it's become difficult, especially after Wednesday's oral argument, to see which is likely to be the basis for the court's decision in the case. First, there is a deep and profound standing question. As everyone knows, in order to invoke federal jurisdiction seeking a remedy for a constitutional injury, the plaintiff must first have standing, which arises out of the Article III limitation that federal courts can adjudicate only actual cases and controversies. A number of precedents have held that a citizen's right to have the government act in accordance with law on its own is not sufficient to create standing in federal court. Furthermore, psychological harms produced by observing disagreeable conduct alone do not confer standing, as the court held in Valley Forge Christian College versus Americans United for Separation of Church and State back in 1982. In Valley Forge, then-Justice Rehnquist wrote for the majority that the plaintiffs lack standing to challenge a government transfer of property to a religious institution without financial payment. The court in Valley Forge chastised the Court of Appeals in that case for presuming that enforcing the Establishment Clause demanded special exceptions from the distinct and palpable injury requirements for standing. The court also noted that the plaintiffs complained of an alleged violation in a state in which they did not reside. Interestingly and similarly in this case, Plaintiff Buono does not reside in California, the location of the alleged Establishment Clause violation. The court has, however, recognized standing for non-economic injuries in Establishment Clause cases where a person has come into direct unwanted contact with impermissibly religious government action, as illustrated by Abington Township School District versus Shemp from 1963. In Shemp, the court recognized standing for school children and their parents when the children were subjected to mandated Bible readings in public schools. In Bueno, then, the plaintiff is arguing similarly that the court has implicitly granted standing for non-economic injuries for persons who have come into contact with religious symbols on government property, such as the plaintiff here. However, Bueno has not likely suffered a palpable injury such that he has standing to bring suit. As I mentioned earlier, he's a practicing Catholic and has stated he does not find the cross objectionable. He probably lacks standing then because his injury is not sufficiently palpable. If the court somehow gets past the standing question, though, the second question is whether the Ninth Circuit erred in refusing to give effect to the congressional transfer of the land to a private party, the VFW here. The Ninth Circuit ruled that governmental purpose of the land transfer was an improper endorsement of religion in violation of the Establishment Clause. The Ninth Circuit reasoned that a government injury already existed because the display of the cross was an impermissible government endorsement of religion, and the government's repeated actions to preserve the cross evidenced its true purpose of keeping the cross in place. After rejecting the government's argument that the land transfer was, in fact, an attempt to comply with the permanent injunction, the Ninth Circuit determined that the land transfer was, instead, merely the government's effort to evade the injunction. The Ninth Circuit was probably wrong here. As the Solicitor General has argued in her brief, the Ninth Circuit probably addressed the wrong issue on appeal. Rather than considering whether the land transfer was a violation of the Establishment Clause, the court considered whether the transfer violated the permanent injunction issued by the district court. Regardless of the issue on appeal, then, the court likely reached an erroneous decision on the merits. In order to hold that the Establishment Clause prevents the land transfer, the plaintiff must overcome a rebuttable presumption that Congress acted constitutionally. But since Lemon, the Supreme Court has never invalidated an act of Congress, and has only invalidated state statutes where text or history indicated a religious purpose under the Establishment Clause. Here, the Court of Appeals undervalued the secular purpose of preserving a war memorial, indeed a war memorial that for 75 years has existed as such. In conclusion, then, Bueno likely doesn't have standing to maintain this action where he has no objection to the public display of a cross, but instead is offended that the public land on which the cross is located is not also an open forum on which other persons might display other symbols. The Supreme Court has previously held that a citizen's right to have the government act in accord with the laws on its own is not sufficient to create standing in federal court. Furthermore, psychological harms produced by observing disagreeable conduct alone don't confer standing. Here, the plaintiff likely hasn't suffered a palpable injury sufficient to establish standing for a violation of the Establishment Clause. He doesn't complain of a direct injury, rather he takes issue with the fact that other citizens can't display their own religious symbols on Sunset Rock. But even assuming that he does have standing, the Court of Appeals likely made a mistake in refusing to give effect to an act of Congress providing for the transfer of the land to private hands. In order to pass constitutional muster, the court must find that an act of Congress has a secular purpose, doesn't advance or inhibit religion in its primary effect, and doesn't foster an excessive entanglement with religion. Here, the Court of Appeals likely erred in denying the land transfer effect because the court undervalued the secular purpose of Congress and overestimated the extent of continued government control over the land, notwithstanding the reversion clause in the statute. Now, of course, the interesting thing about Bueno is that this doesn't even get to the Establishment Clause issue that most people coming to the case assume to be the issue. But at oral argument on Wednesday, only Justice Scalia seemed focused on the issue of whether the cross itself, even if it were on government land, would pose a constitutional problem. The government is likely to prevail here, as I argue, either on grounds of standing or because Congress can, by transferring the land into private hands, cure an Establishment Clause violation, and that transfer of land does not itself constitute an Establishment Clause violation. So while the government is likely to prevail, no one can be quite sure why, and that's what we'll have to wait for the court's opinion to find out. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.com. www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.